We continue Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, Simon Samach Bey, Sifta Zvah Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach. Mishnas Nafila Rak Mitzvah Stamal Mekach, even somebody just gave a deposit on a sale. Oishrosh Mal Mekach Simon Pnei Meicher, where he made he showed that this is going to be his. Oishrosh Mal Meicher, if the seller told him, Shem Mechecha, make a sign that this belongs to you. Even though a full-fledged Kenyan has not happened, whoever retracts from this deal, whether it's the seller or the buyer, he did not act as a Jew is supposed to act, and he has to take the klala, the curse of Mishapara. Bezdin curses him, Mishapara, Anshidar Amabel, Macha Dara Floga, the one that punished the Dara Hamabel and the Dara Floga, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Macha Sodoim V'Amayra, from the people of Sodoim and Mitzrayim, Shetav B'Yam, from the Mitzrayim that drowned in the sea, who Yipara Mimisha Ein Oimer B'Diburai, will repay the one who doesn't keep his word. Siftez Zayin, V'Roi Lo Adam Lamala B'Diburai, a person should keep his word. Shafil Lo Nosan Adayimaz, even if they didn't give any deposit. There was no sign that this is mine. Of Nigma Kenyan, and the Kenyan was not consummated. Im Hishwal Mechir, if they agreed on a price, neither of them should retract. Whether it's the seller or buyer who retracts, it's considered a dishonest behavior. Something Chazal frown upon. Every Jew should keep his word. Klal Yisrael are always honest. Every Yishmaim should even keep what he just decided to do. If he decided he's going to sell something at a certain price, and the other person was not aware that that was what he had in mind, and therefore he added to that number. The seller should be satisfied with the price that he had decided to be satisfied with. Truth is even what I thought. If the buyer decided to pay a certain price, that's the price he should pay. Whenever we speak about interpersonal relationships, a person should fulfill what he decided to do. If he decided to do something, and he has the ability to do it. That's only when we're speaking about people relating to each other. But a person who's relating to himself, there this obligation doesn't exist. Sif Yod Zayin. Somebody says that I'm going to give you a gift. And the receiver is more than assumed, is confident that he's going to get it. If the person who's supposed to give the gift backs out, that too represents a lack of honesty. But if the decision was to give a large gift, then it's not the same, it's not considered a lack of honesty. The receiver really never assumed that he's going to be getting that large gift. When he says that he's going to give it to him, when you say you're going to do something, it should be with the understanding that what you're saying you're going to do, you're actually going to do, and you're not going to back out. Because to do differently and say something but really not mean what you're saying you're going to do, you're going to do, that's considered echa b'peh v'echa b'leiv, and that is awesome in the Torah. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, "Eifat tzadik v'hen tzadik yilochem." Matam Loimer. So the Torah speaks about two different types of weights. And the question, of course, is Matam Loimer Hin Tzedek. What does the Torah have to indicate that you have to have the hin that's a proper weight? Vloy hin b'chlal leifahu. Does the Torah have to mention every type of weight that exists? Elishay hin shalcha v'laf shalcha tzedek. That whatever you say, your yes should be a yes, and your no should be a no. V'chalze l'osher, says the Shulchan Aruch, everything we just discussed is when the gift was supposed to be given to a wealthy person. Ava'oy malitein l'oni, if somebody says he's going to give a gift to a poor person, bein matana ma'etes, bein matana meruba, whether it's a small or a large gift, eina yachal achzba minadin, then the halacha doesn't allow him to back off. At that point, what he said is like a neder. And therefore, even if he just decided to give the gift, he has to fulfill what he intended to do. If somebody wants to sell a property or a home, and two purchases come, both are agreeable to pay the same price. As we learned, the halach is that a bar metzra, a neighbor under certain circumstances, has kedima, has first right of refusal. If one of these potential buyers is a lives in the city, ready, and the other one lives in a different city, ben iroi koidim. The person who lives in the city comes first. Hayishneim yoshvei iroi. If they both live in the city, vechmem shchenoi. But one is a neighbor. Obviously, it's a neighbor who's not a bar mitzvah, because as we just said, a bar mitzvah always comes first. Shchenoi koidim. The neighbor comes first. Vemsheni hu chaveroi haregel imoi. One is a friend. Shchenoi ein haregel imoi klal. So he has a friend that wants to purchase this property, and he has a neighbor, but he has a relationship with the friend and no relationship with the neighbor. Chaveroi koidem, his friend comes first. Echmem chaveroi, one of the potential buyers is a friend. Vechmem kroivei, and the other one is a relative. Chaveroi koidem, the friend comes first. Shnemar, toiv shochen korev merach rochek, a neighbor who you have a relationship, that is more valuable than a relative whom you don't have a relationship with. Avla shakal adam, but if it's a question of a relative or somebody who's a stranger that you have no relationship with, karav koidim, then your relative comes first, except chutz mitamal chacham shakoidim. The Talmud Chacham always has preference, v'afeilu l'shchein v'chaveri ha'rogel etzloi, Talmud Chacham has preference over your neighbor, over your friend. But now, as we learned, the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch says that one of them is a bala meitzer, he's a bar mitzvah, then who koidim b'kulam, he takes preference over everyone else. Afilu achas shemachal achar. And when we speak about a bar mitzvah, even if the sale, if you already sold it, yochal bala meitzer litin es adomim lakeach, if the bar mitzvah gives as much as the buyer paid, he could just pay that the same amount, and remove him because the bar mitzvah has halachic preference. Even if the buyer is a talmid chacham, and he's a shochan, and he's a neighbor, and he's a karev, he's a relative lemoicher, and the bar mitzvah is a ma'aretz, and varochik, and the moicher has no relationship with the seller, Hamatzim koidim, the bar mitzvah has preference, umasalakas lekeach, to push to that, even if the buyer already paid, to remove him from the property. V'kol ekedimus elu mitzvahs chamehim, Chazal instituted all of these halachas, l'kayim mashanam to fulfill, as the pasuk says, v'sisa yosh v'atoy b'ein Hashem lekecha, we have obligation to do what's right, and acting in this fashion represents doing what's right. Sif Simon Samach Gimel, also Lahinus with Varam Malignu Das Abrius, how we have to be careful not to hurt people with our speech and not to act dishonestly in our speech. Says the Sif Aleph, Kishem Shana also b'mekka chamemkar, just like we may not be dishonest in our business dealings, kach asur b'dvarim, we're not allowed to cheat somebody in the way we speak to him. Shnema, v'leisayna ish esamisay, we may not hurt someone else, v'yresu melekecha, zu anos dvarim. Ugdoyle anos dvarim anos momen. The sin of hurting somebody in the way we speak to them is more severe than even when we cheat them. If you take money that you don't deserve, you could return that money. And that can't be returned. Furthermore, this is something that reflects what I'm paying money. And this hurts him. But somebody cries out to Hashem because somebody is hurting him with his speech, he's being bullied. Nana miyad, HaKadosh Baruch Hu hears those tefillas immediately. V'tzarach lizor b'yoysa minoas ishtoi. One should be even more careful when we speak about a noah, about the way he speaks and treats his wife. Shloi l'tzar b'dvorim, not to hurt her with the way you speak to her. L'fish isha raka b'teva, women are softer, they're more sensitive. V'tzar ma'ati b'aycha, and the slightest hurt could cause her to cry. Hashem is Baruch Makbar al Damas. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is very concerned and very serious about those tears. Shari Damas lo ninalu, somebody who cries to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, those tears are never ignored.